Testing. 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 One, two. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast.
Testing. 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 Testing.
Episode 44.
Requiem.
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 Today is your birthday. Or what would have been your birthday. Today,
you would be 27,
27,
27,
27 years old.
You should be 27 years old.
27. I was preparing, I don't know, to grieve some more,
some more,
some more,
some more,
some
more, some more.
What would my 27-year-old son be like?
It could have gone different ways. This isn't an echo. It's a repetition.
I can't imagine how terrible it would have been if you had to live the last 3 years as a heroin addict.
A junkie,
a junkie,
a junkie,
a junkie,
a junkie.
What a terrible term.
A junkie, a junkie.
Someone who uses junk.
It would have sucked.
For you.
For me.
For your sister. For your mother.
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 And as I was preparing myself
yesterday,
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 for this day, your 27th birthday, or what should have been your 27th birthday, I got a phone call. From your sister. About your best friend. Though you had a few besties. But whenever I think about you, I somehow think of this other young man. You guys were like twins. Both aspiring to be writers. And you started using heroin together when you were, I don't know, 16? You showed your other friends how to do it. Because you researched it. And this was the friend who you had the blood pact to seek it out. Definitely do it. So your sister called me. And told me that your friend had died.
He died. He died.
He was like the other you, struggling really fucking hard with his addiction, hitting rock bottom. Not just a good person, but an excellent person. Except for this life-destroying issue. I can't go into it. Let's just say that he put himself into rehab. Got himself off of heroin and meth. Stayed away from the other
drug users who
would bring it around. Found himself sanctuary in his own apartment.
Somewhere safe.
So we thought.
So we thought.
So we thought.
So we thought.
He kept in touch with your sister. They were really close. She told me it was a way to be closer to you. If he could survive. A tiny piece of you. Survive. So I'm sorry to tell you.
Can you hear me?
He didn't make it.
I'm sorry to tell you, son.
His sister found him.
His sister found him. His little sister.
She's 24 years old.
Studying to become a doctor.
Studying to become a doctor.
Studying to become a doctor.
And now she's got that
movie
playing in her mind
for the rest of her life. For the rest of her life.
I know he tried. He more than tried. He gave it everything he had. Which sort of contradicts my shitty judgmental
attitude. Evidently, he hated being an addict. Fucking hated it.
I wonder what happened.
He was supposed to see your sister and drive upstate with her.
And then she didn't hear from him.
These details barely matter now. We know why he died.
And a day later, this. So you're not the only one. So losing this guy, was like losing you again.
Attitude.
The last time I spoke with him.
I'm sorry for not mentioning his name, but we're all nobodies.
We're all nobodies here.
We're all nobodies here.
I told him,
I don't want you to die like you did.
I heard that your roommate found drugs.
Found drugs.
Found drugs in your apartment. Or your girlfriend, or both.
Those we deceive at our peril.
And I didn't want you to die.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
I texted it to him.
Like my son.
I don't want you to die.
Like my son.
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 He wrote me back and told me in the text that his girlfriend and his friend, another one of your friends, were completely mistaken.
And he didn't want to get together with me because he was using.
Using. That they were making stuff up.
And the dissonance of.
That they didn't know what they were talking about.
Some heart-to-heart conversation.
And he totally understood.
And being a drug addict was probably too much for him.
I was coming from.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Another writer. Like you, son.
I was afraid for his life back then.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
So fucked up.
A twin.
Someone special.
A brother.
What a waste.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
My son.
That's what your sister said. Those were the words she said.
Yeah.
What a waste.
I asked your sister, do you feel the anger? And she said yes.
She said yes. And the futility.
But that under the anger is sadness.
The helplessness. How can you help someone?
I don't know if that's true.
When they're just going to kill themselves. Or they decide to use drugs again.
Because the sadness is eclipsed.
He knew better. He knew
alone.
Better. He knew better.
By how profound.
He knew better.
Maybe you didn't better.
The waste is.
He did.
The two of you, my son, were meant for such beautiful things. To reveal.
He took it on.
To dig.
I respect that.
To show.
He never gave up.
To fly.
Till the end.
Like my son,
like my son,
like my son,
like my son,
like my son.
When he chose to do it one more time. It's always one more time though.
It's the last time.
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 I met his parents a couple of times. With you.
Lovely people.
Shock.
Not complete shock.
Horror.
The worst ending. Fucking drug dealers. Drug dealers.
I mean, they knew he was a long-time drug user.
He was kicked out of the house.
He was kicked out of the house.
He was
being looked for by some fucking drug dealers.
For money he didn't pay them.
Really crazy.
Really crazy.
Out of character.
Probably typical shit for the drug scene.
For such a mild, sensitive,
stupid bullshit.
Awesome fucking kid.
Like my son.
Like my son.
Like my son.
There it is.
Where?
I remember you telling me that you couldn't be around him.
Lost.
And that's because he was lost.
Lost.
Using crack or whatever at the time.
Obviously, you can't control these drugs once you're on them.
You're both dead. Like two earrings hanging off the head of a fucking
demon.
Lost. You never got to fully eclipse me.
You never got as fucked up as he did. You never lost what he lost.
You were beginning to.
His actual life, the momentum of his life.
And you know what? I was really looking forward to that.
Lost. He lost his soul.
Lost.
The thing that moves him.
What would it be like?
Thing that made him him.
To have my son be smarter.
In this world.
Stronger.
Not some fucked up imaginary.
Busier.
Drug induced. Pseudo world.
I remember what it was like being young.
He was beautiful.
I used to imagine.
You are beautiful.
What's gonna happen?
Actual.
I didn't even fill it with anything. Just, oh my God.
Potential.
What's gonna happen?
Potential.
Whatever it is, I'm so looking forward to it.
Excited.
Especially if it involves the things I love.
Drugs destroy that.
The people I love.
Drugs destroy that.
Challenges that will deepen me. Make me stronger.
You should still be here, son.
So should your friend.
So should your friend.
An ambassador for adventure.
You didn't die doing something cool. I know he hated what he was doing.
All gone.
I don't know if you did. Because you didn't get that far. Which I'm glad.
All gone.
For which it's always the same.
It's always the same.
It's always the same.
It's always the same.
It's always the
same. Your sister has a friend who told her that many people are using heroin, meth, fentanyl. In the area where you grew up.
People you went to school with.
And she couldn't fucking believe it.
In and out of rehabs. Losing their teeth. Their friends. Jobs.
People with your friend's story of years of in and out of rehabs and...
In and out of rehabs.
Homelessness.
Lost.
We both somehow felt that he would make it.
That your friend would make it.
Because he was so
determined.
To reclaim his life.
Take it back from drug addiction.
I think he had
survivor guilt because of you. Because of you, son.
Determined.
He was determined. as a fighter. You should know now
what was in store for you
by his example.
Years of bullshit.
Determined. That's so sad.
And he was a quality guy.
But these bullshit drugs, no matter how dedicated
or strong you think you are,
they will destroy everyone who uses them.
The only people who win are the cartels that make the drugs and the drug dealers that you keep coming back to.
They destroy you.
He was just like everybody else.
They destroy you.
Not an echo.
Ensnared.
Addiction is slavery. You're a slave to your drug dealer.
Repetition.
How do I grieve?
How do you grieve being robbed of this poisonous chemical bullshit?
How do you grieve something?
An irreplaceable member.
The loss of somebody.
Of your family.
Who should not have died.
You don't. I don't know.
Like you.
Nobody wins.
I don't know
how to grieve.
The dealers win.
Everybody loses. I'm sad for him. And they end up the same way.
You shouldn't have died.
But I'm angry at you.
Why? Because I taught you to protect yourself. Instead, you killed yourself.
But I'm sad for him. That's weird. Why do I feel different? I'm sad for him. Different about him, but I'm angry about you.
It seems like the only way.
But angry at you. At you.
Is to never start.
Never start. Never start. Never start. Never start. Never start. Never start. Never start. Just to never start. Never start. I'm sorry I didn't stop you.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I hate the way that drugs make a drug user.
I'm so sorry.
So manipulative and convincing about their drug use. Even he convinced me.
I do not go to funerals.
That he wasn't using.
Or memorials.
That it was a mistake.
From overdoses.
You were at least honest with me after you were confronted.
But I will probably go.
So fucked up. I'm so sorry. They say it's shame.
To his.
I wasn't there to stop or interfere. Is it shame?
Not for you.
For both of you. Or is it just addiction?
Not for him.
I feel hate.
Where?
How could this have happened?
At the pushers.
But for your sister.
How could you both be dead? It is very selfish. Assuming that you're the only one.
And his sister.
Involved in
who
it.
Who is suffering.
Implicated.
And?
A prisoner of choices.
Does it matter?
Does it matter?
Didn't intend it.
No parent should have to bury their child.
Life is full of tragedies, unforeseen accidents, sicknesses, acts of heroism that end in death. Just not acts of heroin. They feel very wasteful.
But the siblings, the sisters, your sister, his sister, they were supposed to rely on you
to bury their parents. And now the parents are already buried. They're buried in grief
under countless layers of confusion, anger,
regret, sorrow, and rage.
Your birthday was like my birthday, son. The first few seconds I saw you, it was like being born for me. It's hard to explain. It's like the future in my arms.
You had a small birthmark on your elbow, on your elbow, elbow, on your elbow, elbow.
Your sister told me I shouldn't blame myself.
I used to say something from a past life.
That I was the father I wanted to be.
A small birthmark.
Only you had.
Only you
only
had.
You had.
A friend. A supporter. And that she felt sad.
Sad that I am fixated.
Fixating.
Where?
Only focused.
Where? Where?
Where? On the last 3 months of your life.
That I have forgotten.
And on your death.
The years of beautiful times.
Instead of remembering all the times.
The beautiful times. Beautiful
I
times.
Picked you up.
The playgrounds. The wrestling.
I held you.
The stories. The moments. The
moments.
The moments.
The moments.
I told you you were safe.
The fun. The fun. The observing.
Fun.
That I would be the only one.
The parenting.
That could ever call you son.
The homework.
And that I was yours.
The honor and the privilege.
All the years
of being your father.
Flashing by.
I am angry.
I remember when you first took off on a bicycle.
To have lost you. This
it was amazing.
Bullshit game.
We used to ride to the supermarket on my little scooter.
I remember. I remember.
With bags hanging off of it.
Tiny scooter. I remember.
You and your sister and myself would get ourselves on that thing.
I didn't have a car. Flying.
And ride all the way home.
I didn't need a car. Flying. Not at that time. It was so much fun. You were small. You were huge.
I couldn't wait to see you every day.
I loved taking care of you. Feeding you. Teaching you.
As you got older, I tried to appeal to your mind.
Learning from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listening to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And show you that you could trust me.
I would say, tell me that again. What do you mean? That's interesting. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more.
I learned to be how my father wasn't. And my daughter, your sister, reminded me of that. That I should be proud. That we had the kind of relationship that we did. I remember reading you a book about a shipwrecked sailor.
It was a true story. About a castaway. Lost.
It took weeks.
On a tiny raft. Lost in the Gulf of Mexico. For 10 days. Adrift at sea.
Better than any movie.
He thought he was gonna die many times. Hallucinating. At one point he saw an enormous turtle. Enormous.
With you and your sister.
Enormous turtle.
Close to me.
Larger than any turtle anywhere in the world. He saw every detail. The size of the moon. It was yellow.
Dreaming about the future.
And every night.
What's gonna happen?
The sharks would attack. Happy birthday. So.
Mr. Nobody. Out.